Blog Talk Radio.
To be back on the air with you. I've been off for a couple of Thursdays because I've been in a training class, but you know I don't ever want to leave you guys hanging. So thank you all for your continued support and continue to ask me questions and send messages through the message board. I really, really appreciate it. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, I just want to say welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in. If you're a regular visitor, hello, and thanks for hanging out with me on Thursday night. I know that you could be doing any number of things, but when you choose to come and listen to my show, it does my heart good. I am excited about the upcoming weeks and going into the fall season. I don't want to rush it because I know that we're enjoying summer, and I hope that everybody is getting the opportunity to spend some time with your family and do some things with your friends and just enjoy the summer. It has been unusually cool the nights here, the last couple of nights in Virginia Beach for summer nights, but I've enjoyed it thus far. I did have a little incident where something bit me, and it's not pretty because when I get a bite, it's one of those things that it just manifests and is not cute at all. But anyway, I enjoyed the last couple of nights and going out and sitting outside. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm not an outside person, but I'm just thoroughly enjoying the little break that we've been having in the weather here. And it has not been as hot as it could be in the month of August. I know we still have the more summertime to go, and I'm enjoying it. I hope that you are too. So, if you enjoy the show, please tell somebody else about it. I know that I try to give good information, and I know that you appreciate it because you keep coming back. So, thank you again. So, if this is your first time calling in, Issues Concerning Women is a foundation that an organization that I founded in 2007, along with my business partner, Robin Fairby. Since then, Robin has stepped down to further her career, but she's still in the behind the scenes helping me run Issues Concerning Women. Now, what our program is all about, our organization, is to empower women and their families to have the best life that they can. So we provide information and knowledge so that you may have a better life. We know that nothing's going to change unless you want it to, but we are here to encourage you, to empower you, to assist you in any way that we can. I'm going to give you my website and also the website of Robin Fairby, and my website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, issuesconcerningwomen.com. And the reason why I'm giving you Robin's website is because she and I are partnering with Let's Talk Money Online, and she started that program, and I'm going to partner with her to help her get more information out and some things that you can do to find out where you are as far as your finances are and to help you better with your your business, your life, and your career. So any of the information and any of the tips that I give you, you can apply them where you need them because, of course, we can't know what your issue is or your situation. And I remember now that all issues are not bad. So I know when people hear issues and women, they're like, oh, my God, they're going to talk about gross things. No, we're actually talking about things that affect your everyday life. And that's what I love about the name issues because we can use that for anything because sometimes we do have issues. We have issues in our relationships. We have issues on the workplace. We have issues in our businesses. We have issues moving up the corporate ladder. We have issues in our marriages and other personal relationships. So there, it could issues concerning women can touch on so many different subjects. And, of course, I'm not an expert on every subject. I don't pretend to be. I don't want to be. That's why I partner with nonprofits. I partner with professional men and women to help you live that better life. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about your goals and what you're doing. But before I do that, I'm going to take a short break, and then when I come back, I'm going to tell you what's happening with issues concerning women in the coming months. And then we're going to jump right into our program tonight. Okay, I'm back, and thank you for holding on to the line and sitting with me. The song that you're listening to is actually called Day by Day, and that's how we like to live. We want to live day by day. Tomorrow's gone forever. Today is today, and then tomorrow's not promised to us, so we have to do what we can do today. So, in the month of August, issues concerning women will be in Newark, New Jersey, on August the 24th, 2013. So if you live in that area, please go on Facebook and sign up for the Women's Leadership Conference. And it's hosted by Coach Lalisa Williams. I will be one of the guest speakers for that day and possibly on one of the panels. It's a great day. It's going to be like 9 to 3. It's going to be a full day. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, formerly of Essence Magazine, is going to be the keynote speaker, and she was there last year. Now, this is her second event, so it's going to be an annual event at the Marriott there. This is her first time being at the Marriott, so we're looking forward to a great turnout and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful information. The vendors are off the chain. You need to come and hang out. So if you live in New Jersey or you're not far from New Jersey, please come and participate in the Women's Leadership Conference, August the 24th, 2013, in Newark, New Jersey, hosted by Coach Lisa Williams. So if you're on Facebook and you're one of my fans, you can go and one of the followers, you can go and see all the information and you can sign up for it. There are going to be women coming from all over the place, not just Virginia. People are coming from North Carolina, from Ohio. Gwendolyn Goldsby is actually from Florida. So it doesn't matter where you live. If you want to come and be a part of this great, great conference, you can do so just by logging on to Coach Lalisa Williams, her Facebook page or my page, or hit me up with a message and I'll get the information to you. September the 13th. Nope, let me change that. September the 14th. We have our annual Women's Leadership Conference in Virginia Beach. Now, this is ongoing. We've been doing this for years. Anybody that has come to it, they've thoroughly really enjoyed themselves. We continue to do it because we want to empower and to give support to Hampton Roads. So we are going to be sending out information no later than Monday about the event, how you can sign up and register for the event, and it's going to be in Virginia Beach at the Holiday Inn and Greenwich Road. So that's for September. Then October, we have the Entrepreneurship Revolution. And you can find all the information at www.entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. I know it's long, but if you send me an email, I'll send it to you. October the 18th through the 19th, it's a two-day event, 2013. It's only $149 if you register before September the 20th. So you do have some time. So you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com, and I can get that information to you. This two-day event will offer ideas, training, inspiration, and strategies for startups, small business owners, career seekers in transition, employers, and the entire community. We are building partnerships, developing leadership skills, networking entrepreneurship, and mentoring programs beyond the conference. So you don't want to miss that. Or you can call me after the show, 757-567-6734. If you want to call in tonight and be a guest on my show, because I'm always looking for somebody to come hang out with me, it is 1-347-826-7543. So if you're listening live or you're on the internet, and I see we have some people in the chat room, hello, you can call in if you have a question or a concern or a comment that you want to make about the show. So we're more than happy to have you join us. So now, I think you've got all the upcoming events. There are more to come. Of course, Raleigh, North Carolina is going to be October as well. We have to set that up with Karen Gilliam Johnson. She is a life coach, a wonderful lady, such inspiration, such a sweet spirit. We were with her last October, and we just met wonderful people there in Raleigh, and we'll be coming going back to Raleigh in October because that's on our list, and we don't want to miss them this year, and we want to continue that relationship and that partnership in Raleigh, North Carolina. Then November 1st and 2nd, we'll be back in New Jersey for another part of the Entrepreneurship Revolution. It is going to be great, and I know that you're going to enjoy it. So it doesn't matter where you live, on the East Coast or the West Coast, you can come and hang out with us. So tonight I want to talk about affirming yourself. And then I'm going to jump right into a little bit about our finance program that we have that's going to be starting tomorrow. So once you know what your goals are, and I believe that so many people do nowadays, you already know what your goals are because we've been teaching you, you've been studying about it, you've been hearing it on television, find your purpose, you know, do what you love, all of those things. But what are you to do next? After you figure out what it is you want to do, and if you have not figured it out, then you need to call me and set up an appointment to talk to me and so that I can help you figure out what your purpose is and what your goal should be. And I can give you the answer to that question right now while you're listening to the broadcast. You have to do what you love. Simple, basic. You have to do what you love. Because guess what? If you don't do what you love and you're doing what somebody else told you to do because they thought that would be a good idea for you, you know, it sounded like a good idea at the time, and you just went along with it, you're not happy because you're not doing what you love. And when I was going through coaching, they used to say, what would you do if you could choose any occupation, if you could choose anything in life, even if you didn't get paid for it, what would you do? And whatever your answer was, that's what they told you was your purpose in life. I have to tell you, most people know what their purpose is. They just don't always believe that they're supposed to be doing it. Some people start out, they've gone to school, their parents have sent them to school, gave them a great education, and they just don't want to disappoint their family. Excuse me. So they stay in a career that they really don't love. But I tell you how to fix that problem. You can still do what you're getting paid to do and still start your business on the side. That's my advice to anybody who's thinking about starting a business or thinking about adding another career. Think about doing it part-time. Think about just doing it on the weekends. Because once you figure out what it is that you love and you begin to work and manifest that thing, I'm telling you guys, you're going to be so pumped up that it won't be hard for you to leave when it's time for you to step away from corporate America. Now, listen to me. I am not telling anybody out there to follow their dream and quit their job. What I'm saying is prepare yourself. Once you have found out what it is that you love to do, and it's not just a hobby. I'm not talking about just a hobby. What you want to do that is going to make money for you, and also, here's the key, it has to help somebody else. If you're just doing it for the money, you're doing it for the wrong reason, and it's not going to work. Yes, you're going to make money. That's true. But you're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to prosper from it. You're not going to be able to get where you want to go as fast as you want to go because you're going to be doing it for the wrong reasons. So if you're doing it to help somebody else, I can tell you that it will be a blessing to you and a blessing to those that you're able to help. Now, you're probably wondering, why am I saying that? Because I know that it's true. I have seen in the past 4 years how my life has changed. Even when I did not know how I would pay my bills and how things would get done, God made a way for it to happen. And I hope that you clearly just heard what I said. God made a way for it to happen because my bank account was not equal to my bills. Okay, I know it happens to all of us. It happens every single day. We're living paycheck to paycheck. We're living beyond our means. We can't pay our bills on time. We're trying to build from Peter to pay Paul and all of that. But today, I don't want you to dwell on that so much because, you know, that was yesterday and this is today. We talk about day by day. But what I do want to for you to focus on today is once you begin to know and you visualize your goals and you know what they are, the next step is to affirm yourself. Simply put, affirmation is a continuous stream of positive information about success and how to obtain it. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's break that thing down. Affirmation means to affirm, correct? So you want to affirm who you are and know that this is your calling. This is what you've been ordained to do. It was predestined before the beginning of time, before you were even born. This is what you were born to do. Affirmation may come from written sources such as masterpieces like Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I'm telling you, folks, I have this book still by my bed and it's there every night so that anytime I want to pick it up, it's there for me. I don't have to go into my library and search for it. I know that it's there. It has sustained me and has got me through some things. Now, my number one book of all books is the Bible, and I just have to share that with you guys, and I hope that is your one of your favorite books too. And if not, that's okay because everybody doesn't have to be on the same page. But my number one go-to book is the Bible. Why? Because every situation that you're ever going to go through, there is a scripture there to help you get through it, even in your finances. And that's going to be a whole other show, but I just wanted to throw that in there tonight because the book of Proverbs tells you about investing. It tells you to look well into the matter of investing. Look well. And that's anything that we do. You must look well into it. If it's about your money, you must look well into it. Matthews talks about the talents, and I'm not going to preach to you tonight and give you a sermon, but you go to Matthew and find it when it speaks about the talents. But this time when you read it, look at it differently than you've ever looked at it before. Open your mind to what has been written there. This book was written thousands of years ago, but that same principle still applies today. So, affirmation. Affirm yourself. Know what you want to do. Visualize your goal. And the next step is to affirm yourself. Okay? There are other great books out there for you to read, but I'm telling you guys, Think and Grow Rich is my go-to book when I need just to be clear and to clear my mind and read from a mastermind because that man had everything that he needed so that he could be successful. I always wanted to read books about being successful and how did you how would you become successful and all of that. But when I was starting my business, there was not anybody that was doing some of the things that I'm doing today. There was not anybody just really coaching you on that. But this book was there. I just didn't get it till later on in my business. But once I found it and I was enlightened to it, I've never put it away. I've never packed it away. It will stay on my nightstand forever. Those two books will stay on my nightstand. Why? Because the purpose of affirmation process is to build confidence and self-esteem to go against all odds. When your life is seeming like it's not going the way that you want it to go, it's not going the way that you thought it would go, you need a little bit of help. And it doesn't hurt to go looking for it and to seek it. Why? Because a lot of times we just think that, you know what, I'm going through this thing, I don't have any help, and I'm just going to do the best that I can. But pick up a book. Go to the library. It is there for you. I speak on this all the time. You can find so much information. They have CDs, DVDs. You can take them home. You can look at them. You don't have to buy everything. Everything doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. But sometimes you do have to spend money when you want something more than usual. So don't think that everything has to be free either, because that's not realistic as well. Think about where you are, what you want to do, where you're going. If you expect to be successful, you have got to be different. You have got to be different than everybody else. You have got to work 10 times harder than everybody else. Think about where you are in your career, how you have helped the company that you work for, and God bless corporate America. God bless the companies. I'm proud of folks that are out there working. I don't take anything away from them. But know what you have given to that company. Let's say you've been there 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Everything that you give them, every ounce of sweat that you put into growing that company, you could have done the same thing for yourself. You could have made yourself the success that you wanted to be if you applied the same things that you did for the company to your own business. Now, just look at where you are. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying run out and start a business. Everybody doesn't need to start a business. Everybody's not disciplined to start a business. So if starting a business is not for you, but growing your career, moving up the corporate ladder, that's what you want to do. You want to be the vice president of the company or even one day be the president, the CEO. Use your vision board. Put that on there. Put your name and a comma and the president. You know, get your little gold plaque. Do whatever it takes to affirm yourself. Why? Because the more that you do that, the more you're going to start believing that you can. It still takes us so much time to get something done. Why? Because we procrastinate. Everybody does it. You know, and some people are more diligent than others. I'm guilty of it myself. I should be doing one thing and I'm doing something else, or getting caught up on social media and doing things that I should not be doing at that particular time. But I want you to know that you are awesome, that you can do anything that you want to do if you just set your mind to it. And once you begin to do this every single day, because I'm not saying it because it's something that I read in a book, this is what I do every single day. I affirm myself. Why? Because I'm my best cheerleader. I don't have to wait for the whole cheering squad to get with me. It is awesome when we're there together and they're rah, rah, rah and pushing me on. But when I'm by myself, I have to be my own cheerleader. I have to say, it is time for you to get up. It is time for you to rise. It is time for you to pray for somebody else. It is time for you to do what you need to do. It is time for you to affirm yourself. When you start to do that, your whole life is going to change. You may not have even ever thought about doing that. You may be saying, well, that's kind of self-indulging. Who better to cheer you on than yourself? And I'm not saying that you don't let others cheer you on, because, see, they're going to talk about you. Let them talk about you, but you affirm yourself, because you don't have to wait for them to do that. You can do it yourself. Something that you can say every day about yourself: I am a good person. I am a great person. Society is a better place because of me. Why? Because of the things that I do, because I care about others. I was watching a program today, and it had T.D. Jakes on there, and he was saying, love thy neighbor as thy love thyself. Because if you don't love yourself, you surely cannot love your neighbor. You love God first, and love thy neighbor as thy will love thyself. Just think about that. Think about what you want to do. Speak to yourself. Speak life into yourself. I've been talking about being a life speaker, and that's, you know, I've been using the hashtag life speaker. So nobody, you know, don't take my little stuff. You can use it, but it's mine. I'm playing with it. Amen. Somebody else probably used it before me. But I'm just saying, I don't want to appreciate y'all because y'all know I can get off and go on a tangent about something. But what I'm saying is, know who you are. Know what your purpose is in life. Know why you were put here. I will always find success and happiness no matter what I'm going through, no matter what my bank account looks like, no matter if I don't have a job, no matter if nobody is cheering me on, I am cheering myself on. I was born to be great, and such greatness will always be my partner no matter what I do. I was born to be great. Know that about yourself. Know that. Know that you have many talents, skills, and tools that assist yourself every single day. None of us, not anybody that is listening to this show, not anybody that I've ever known, did not have some kind of talent, did not have some kind of gift. Now, whether or not they were using it for good, that's a whole different story. But what I want to make clear to you tonight is that you have to affirm yourself. You have to be happy and say that you're happy. You have to say that you're enthusiastic about the business. There's a lady that's on Facebook. Her name is Lisa. And she says, Lisa, and when she signs off and she says, hashtag, I'm excited. Why? Because she's excited about her life. And I hope she doesn't mind that I shared that with you. But she's excited about every single thing, every possibility, everywhere she goes. You look at her face, and you can tell she's excited. I haven't met her yet, but I'm going to meet her when I go to New Jersey on August the 24th. I am looking forward to it. Why? Because she's a big thinker. She's enthusiastic. She's optimistic. And I don't know her, but I can cheer her on just not even knowing her from what I read about her on social media. Why? Because she's never posted anything that I've seen, because I don't know her, that was negative. It was always positive. She's always excited. So I'm always looking forward to meeting great people with great minds, great sensitivity to others, having compassion for other folks, not talking about letting people take advantage of you, but being a strong mind, strong will, and strong in your belief about who you are. I know that the show has been a little bit different tonight. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go, as Coach Lisa says. I'm on my way to New Jersey. I have to stay in the frame of mind that I'm in. I know what my destiny is. I am prepared. I am ready. And I hope that you are too. I want to thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I had a ball, and I hope that you're going to enjoy the show, whether you're listening to it live right now, and it's Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. on every Thursday night. So I'll be back next Thursday, and the Thursday after that, and the Thursday after that. Why? Because I have a message to give. Also, starting tomorrow, and if you would like to be a part of this, we have an e-class called Your Financial Freedom. Are you just watching your money just drift away and you have no control over it? Send me an email. For the next 7 days, I'm going to send out information via email and online video about how you can get your financial house in order. All you have to do is send me your email address, and I will send it to you. It will not go on my Facebook page, and it will go on YouTube, but only to those. I will be sending it only to those who send their email address. Why? Because I want to send it to people that need to have the information. I don't want to send it to somebody who already have it all together. They don't need it. They don't want it. That's not what my plan is. That's not what I want to do. I want to send it to people who really, really want to hear it. I know that it's a public service that I do these things, and my heart is compassionate about it. I'm ready to share with you, and I hope that you're ready to receive it. So thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be back next Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend about the show. send me an email about the e-class that's coming up. It's the next 7 days. You can do it from the comfort of your home. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. God bless you. I look forward to speaking with you next Thursday, and have a fabulous week.